college football rep, the top 20 games in college football, along with the three biggest matchups for our big three games. We are tied up here at 73-27 apiece as it comes down to a nail biter last week, with me winning just by one game at the very end of the week, being able to take the lead that week and make it a tied ball game once again. So, Lincoln, how are you feeling about 5 weeks into the season here, about almost halfway through the year?
I'm feeling good. We're both at 73% win percentage, so that's nice. We're through 100 games so far, like you said, both 73 and 27. And that's pretty good because it's – I mean, we've had a few, like, just easy pick'em games where, like, you just know who's going to win, especially at the first part of the season. Like, you know, week one, I went 17-3. Week two, you went 17-3. So we had some big weeks early on. But then it's kind of gotten into those toss-up games and who's going to win them and some upsets. And we've still managed to get a good majority of those right and not have any big weeks where we do bad. So, you know, it's been fun. It's been entertaining, and I'm excited for week six. It's hard to believe we're already about halfway through the season here. But, yeah, I mean, I think we got a good slate of games this week. I think we got a good flip a coin and see who wins type games, because there's really a lot of them that are going to be neck and neck like that. As I think we lost him here on the StreamYard, so I'll give you guys a recap of last week that we had while he jumps back in with us. So last week in week five, we had I went 14-6. He went 15-5, like you mentioned, came down to a nail biter. I got BYU over Cincinnati. He had Cincinnati, I had BYU. Then I had Arkansas, he had A&M. A&M pulled that one off. Then you look at West Virginia at TCU, was the third game that three games we disagreed on. And he beat me. He had West Virginia, I had TCU in that one. So, yeah, not a lot of disagreement there in week five, only the three games, and he got two of the three. So he went up 15-5. I was at 14-6. So now we have him back, and we'll move on to week six.
So with this week six, we start off with the week one matchup, Kansas State at Oklahoma State. What are your thoughts on this one as Mike Gundy looks to right the ship here?
Yeah, I mean, they haven't looked very good. Oklahoma State has not. I mean, to be fair, Kansas State hasn't looked great either. They were potentially a pick to win the Big 12 again, but they haven't looked too sharp so far. But, I mean, there's just no way you can pick Oklahoma State to win this game. They've played terrible through the season so far. I mean, they might win five games this year, and I don't even know if they get to that. So I've got Kansas State winning this game, and it wasn't really a hard pick for me.
Yeah, I agree. I think Kansas State is the obvious pick here. Oklahoma State, you got the crap beat out of you by South Alabama. I honestly don't know if this team wins three games this year. They did get a win again, but other than that, this team is just it's not good. Where you're at, so definitely a team there. Heading to the next match, Boston College at Army. We got a game in West Point. What are your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, I'm taking Army in this game. I just think that they're too physical for Boston College. I think that they're going to be able to run that triple option pretty good. The Army looked solid last week in the first half against Syracuse, and I think with this game at Army too, that just helps even more. I've got Army winning over the Eagles of Boston College.
So with this game, I am going to go with Army to win it. I think that if you look at this matchup, you can't honestly say that Boston College is the better team here. I think Boston College has really struggled. You had a great game against a good Florida State team. But other than that game, you really have struggled all season long, and I just don't see you being able to put up any offense. It's a starting team, and I think we just clock when it comes to this game. So heading on to the next matchup here, LSU at Missouri, one of the bigger matchups of the weekend, and would have been one of the, it maybe even a the biggest, maybe the second biggest matchup. If it wasn't the LSU's disappointing loss there to Ole Miss.
Yeah, I've got Missouri winning this game. I think the country needs to wake up to Brady Cook because he's been great. And a lot of people, he's kind of flying under their radar as well as Missouri just as a whole. He's on a streak, I think I heard, of 368 consecutive passes without an interception. And the dude's throwing for 300 yards a game. So, I mean, it's not like it's just check down passes back and forth. And, it, like, the dude is for real. He's playing great. And I think that he may be the better quarterback in the game. Obviously, Jaden Daniels is a very good quarterback. But I just don't think – I think the way he's played this season, I think it might be safe to say Brady Cook might be the best QB coming into this game, especially in just terms of taking care of the football for you. And I think with LSU's bad secondary, I mean, Ole Miss showed last week that they could do anything they wanted against that LSU defense. I think it's going to be kind of the same way here with LSU and Missouri. I think that they're going to be able to do – Missouri's pretty much going to be able to do whatever they want offensively. I think LSU is going to have a very good day offensively as well. But I think at the end of the day, I trust Missouri's defense to get a stop when it matters more than I trust LSU's defense. So I'm going with the Tigers of Missouri.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Missouri Tigers rather than the LSU ones. I think that the Bayou Bryans are in a little bit of trouble. Defensively, this game is going to be atrocious. There's no doubt about that. But I think when you're looking at this game, I think Missouri just looks better. I think that the big X factor in this game is between the connection between Brady Cook and Luther Burden, the top wide receiver for Missouri. And I think that you're looking at a team that Eli Drinkwitz has a real shot to make this team into a powerhouse and has a real shot at winning a division crown as long as he can win this week and next week against Kentucky has a real shot at a division crown. So I think that he could get a win here and bolster a resume that desperately needs it as the Kansas State win. It's nice, but it's not as good looking as it could have been with Kansas State struggled. Moving on to the next game, one of the more interesting ones of the weekend, Rutgers at Wisconsin. Anthony is probably going to be entertained by this game. What are your thoughts about this matchup?
I want to go with Rutgers, but I just can't. I think because at the end of the day, Wisconsin is going to have the best player on the field in Braylon Allen. And I don't know if Rutgers is going to have anything to stop him. Wisconsin killed him last season whenever they honestly were worse talent-wise and coaching-wise. Wisconsin still killed him at Rutgers. And I see Wisconsin winning this game again. I think it could be a closer matchup just with the way that the Badgers have played so far this season. But I think at the end of the day, Wisconsin has the safety net of just handing the football off to Braylon Allen and just letting them run straight through Rutgers. And I think that's what's going to happen. I don't know if a passing game is really going to be great for Wisconsin or even good in this game, but I think the run game is ultimately going to make the difference. I just don't see Rutgers being able to stop that.
Yeah, in my personal opinion, at the end of the day, I don't like what Wisconsin has done so far in its first year under Luke Fickell, but at the same time, this Rutgers team has also looked better than expected. Their offense has played well. To be fair, it has been against crappy teams and not great defenses, and Wisconsin is by far and away the best defense they've played all year. But at the same time, you're looking at this Rutgers team, and I think it's very possible that it's better than some people expected, but I just can't give Rutgers the win. So heading on to the next matchup here, we got Washington State at UCLA, an interesting matchup here in the Pac-12. As UCLA is coming off their bye week in this matchup, so should be an interesting matchup here.
Oh yeah, for sure, it's a very interesting matchup too. I mean, UCLA's not ranked, but they're a solid football team. They have been, but what it comes down to for me in this game is the quarterback, and I'm taking Cam Ward over the true freshman Dante Moore. I just think that that's going to be the difference in the football game. I think Dante Moore may have a mistake or something that ends up losing them the football game. And even if he doesn't, I just think that Washington State does have the better quarterback. I think they are the better football team. And I think even though it is at UCLA, who is a solid football team, I do think that Washington State is going to get the win.
Yeah, I agree. I think that when you're looking at this game, UCLA just doesn't have a quarterback. Honestly, they've just struggled at the quarterback position. It hasn't looked good, and I have a lot of major concerns when you're looking at this team and the quarterback position overall, because this is a team that just UCLA has struggled against Utah. They only put up 7 points all game, and that's the reason why you lost it, is because you just couldn't put points on the board. UCLA has a very good defense led by Latu at linebacker, but outside of that, Cameron Latu, but outside of that, you just don't have the offensive firepower, so I'm going to have to go with Washington State. I think that they get a narrow victory here, but a victory nonetheless. Moving on to the next game, we got your Clemson Tigers hosting the Wake Forest Demon Deacons. This is a Wake Forest team that no longer has Sam Hartman, so they don't seem to have as much ability to be able to get the W here. But what are your thoughts?
Yeah, it's homecoming week in Clemson. The floats are up and they're being built. They were out there at like 10:30 on Sunday night, still working on them, getting started. So it's a big weekend here in Clemson, just the homecoming and all the people coming back. They're expecting a lot of former players to be back for homecoming. But you know, this is a Wake Forest team. I don't think that they're a team that can really compete, because they still don't have a defense. That's still something they lack. Now you take away the best quarterback, one of the best quarterbacks in ACC history, in Sam Hartman, and you also take away some of the receivers that he was working with. They just don't have those guys on the outside, those elite receivers on the outside like they had the last 2 years with Hartman at quarterback. They just don't have those. They haven't looked great. I mean, it took a last second come from behind win to beat Old Dominion. So I mean, Clemson's looked good since that Florida State game. That Florida State game in last week, they've really looked good. Like, they finally started to turn the corner offensively. Defensively has still been great. So you know, I think that Clemson wins here, and I think they very well may cover the spread of 20. I think that's a real possibility here, because I just don't see Wake Forest offensively being able to do much. And defensively, with that weak defense, I don't really see them being able to stop much either.
Yeah, I think you have struggles here from Wake Forest. I think offensively they're just going to have a harder time being able to get points on the board against Clemson. So I do think that they take the L in that category. And I think overall this, they may slow down Clemson a little bit, but I think overall the only way that Wake Forest has a chance at winning this game is if Clemson shoots themselves in the foot over and over again. So heading on to the
possible that we've learned so far through this season. That it is very possible.
Yeah. Speaking of teams, Clemson,
when you look at Clemson statistically, I mean, if you just look at the stats, other than the turnovers, they outplayed Duke, they outplayed Florida State, but the turnovers killed them in both games.
Yeah. Yeah. When you're looking at this game, or the next game, you got Virginia Tech at Florida State. In my opinion, this one isn't going to be close. Lincoln, your thoughts?
Yeah, the only way I could have seen this one close is if it was at Virginia Tech in that atmosphere, because the Hokies do have some confidence. They just put up 38 and beat Pitt. I didn't think that they could score 30 on anybody this season, and they put up 38 on Pitt. Now, I know Florida State's a whole different animal than Pitt's been. But, you know, I just think, especially with it at Doak, there's no way Virginia Tech beats Florida State. I think Florida State wins this game pretty easily.
Yeah, I agree. I think this Virginia Tech team, you lost to Purdue, you lost to Rutgers, and you lost to even Marshall. I think that this Virginia Tech team is not a great team. Florida State by a wide margin. Next game up, Syracuse at UNC, a defeated foe of Clemson. What are your thoughts here after watching Syracuse last week?
I was thinking about it going into the Clemson-Syracuse game last week and how it was last year when Syracuse came into Clemson 6-0. They lost to Clemson, then they lost to Notre Dame the next week, and their season kind of spiraled from there. This could be a similar situation here. They lose to Clemson at home, and then you go on the road to North Carolina. If you lose this game and lose it pretty bad like you did last week, you could see them start to kind of spiral a little bit, and how are they going to bounce back? And I think that Syracuse is in a bit of a tough spot from a confidence standpoint. You need a win here, but I just don't see them getting it. I think North Carolina's defense has been a lot better than people have expected coming into the season. They've been a solid defensive unit, and I think that offensively they're a powerhouse, and I think that they're going to put up 40 plus. I mean, Clemson put up 31. I think North Carolina puts up 40 plus points on Syracuse, and it's a home game for them. I think this is going to be a big win for the Tar Heels.
Yeah, I agree. Not only that, but the Tar Heels are also coming off a bye. I just don't see this game being very close. I think that North Carolina wins this game by 20 plus points. Heading on
the Tar Heel team too, real quick, Tar Heel team too that are kind of flying under the radar. The team, like, I don't think a lot of people realize this team is 4-0 and ranked number 14 in the country. I don't think a lot of people are realizing that. They're kind of flying under the radar. So I like it. I like North Carolina being at 14 and flying under the radar. I think that's a good spot for them. And I think that they've played great this year. Not a lot of people realizing it.
Yeah. Heading up to the next matchup, one of the first ones we disagree on, Purdue at Iowa.
Yeah, where do you go with this game? You got Cade McNamara out for the year for Iowa. You got Purdue, who's been okay. They haven't looked great so far this season. It's at Iowa. That's why I'm going with the Hawkeyes. It's probably a risky move considering that their quarterback is potentially out for the year in McNamara. But, Iowa does have – it is a home game for them. They do have a great defense. So I am going to go with Iowa, but I do think if Purdue scores two touchdowns, this game might be over.
Yeah, I just see Purdue scoring those two touchdowns, to be completely honest. They put up 44 points against a solid Illinois team last week, and I just don't see that this game being able to put up enough points offensively when you're Iowa. I'm going to get a win there for the Boilermakers. I assume that that'll be another win in my 20-0 weekend. Speaking of weekend of big wins, Alabama at Texas A&M. Last time this happened was a couple of years ago when we went to Notre Dame and Virginia Tech, and Texas A&M decided to shock the world and beat Alabama. Things have been basically downhill for the program ever since. Do you think that this is a moment in which Texas A&M can rebound?
Yeah, we got back into the car just in time to watch that final drive for A&M as they went down the field and got the winning field goal. But this one is just – I don't really know where to go with this game. It is a weird one because – like, A&M has not been great this season. Like, they only put up 23 against Auburn. Offensively, they've still struggled. Defensively, they're looking a lot better. And then Alabama decides, let's make this difficult and let's go out and put up 40 points last week. I know it's against a bad Mississippi State team and defense overall, but just to see the offense capable of 40 points, I do think Alabama got some momentum back. And they got some confidence back with Milroe. And I'm going with Alabama here. I think that Saban is the difference, to be honest. And I think that Alabama's defense has been the best defense in the SEC. And that's the biggest thing for me is that I see them slowing A&M up a lot and hold them to, I would say, 20 points max. And I think Bama can score three touchdowns on this A&M defense.
Yeah, well, what I am going to go with is the team that has played really competitive the last 2 years, won one of them, lost one of them, and that's Texas A&M. This is a Texas A&M team that last year was awful and still almost beat Alabama in Tuscaloosa. I'm going to go with the Aggies, the 12th man. It has nothing to do with actual talent. It has nothing to do with actual play. It has everything to do with the fact that Texas A&M is good at beating Alabama the past few years. Then you got a really an interesting matchup. UCF at Kansas. I'm not even going to introduce the game much, but what are your thoughts, Lincoln?
Yeah, both teams looking for a quarterback right now. Daniels for Kansas may be out. You look at Plumlee for UCF. He may be out. So I don't know what's going to happen with the quarterback. So I'm going with Kansas because I trust Kansas at home with their backup quarterback more than I trust UCF on the road with their backup quarterback. And if Daniels plays for Kansas, it's over. They win. I'm going with Kansas in this one.
Yeah, when you're looking at this Kansas team, they struggled last week a little bit in the second half. First half, they were okay. But second half, they really struggled against Texas to be able to put offensive points up on the board. There is just such a big gap between Daniels and Bean when it comes to passing the ball and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, I'm going to go with Kansas. I just think that Kansas, when it comes down to it, is just a better team, especially with Devin Neal at running back. They just have the better offensive capabilities with a backup quarterback. Then you have another massive matchup, one that just barely missed the cut when it came to big matchups. Kentucky at Georgia. Kentucky at Georgia.
Yeah, what the heck do you do with this game? Georgia, the number one team in the country, but it's finally starting to show that they're kind of losing that grip in the AP poll. Got less votes this week after the Auburn game. Kentucky's looked great so far. Another team kind of flying under the radar when you look at them, North Carolina, Missouri. Three teams in this week's pick'em that are very underrated. I believe Kentucky is, I think, number 20 in the country, somewhere around there in the low 20s. And they're a team that nobody's really watched or paid much attention to. They get a little bit of talk after Ray Davis ran for like 200 yards in the first half against Florida. But, I mean, still nobody really knows what this team's capable of. They haven't been watching them. But I think I'm going with Georgia. It's a home game for them. I do think that last week was maybe potentially a little bit of a wake-up call. Maybe that they can get some stuff fixed. But at the end of the day, I think Brock Bowers can be the difference for Georgia offensively in this game, as he was last week against Auburn. I just think that to have him as a safety net, a guy you can dump it underneath to for 5 yards, and you look up and he just scored a 40-yard touchdown. I think that's a huge benefit of Georgia. And I do think that Kentucky, they have struggled against Georgia in the past. And I think that defensively it's going to be a tough one for Kentucky. Georgia's pass rush is going to need to get home, though, and improve, because I don't know the amount of sacks they had last week at Auburn, but I know coming into that game they only had 5 on the season, and 3 of them were against South Carolina, who has the second worst offensive line in the Power 5, just behind Colorado. And, I mean, you look, Rattler got sacked 6 more times last week at Tennessee. So he may be the most sacked quarterback in the FBS or in the Power 5 at this point. So I don't know what to do with this one. I'm a little torn, but I'm going to give the edge to Georgia, particularly just based off the talent.
Yeah. When you're looking at this game, it's a tough one. It is a tough one to call. I think that when you're looking at this team of Georgia that has really struggled, Carson Beck has not looked great. He's not looked awful. He hasn't looked terrible. He hasn't gave up any games. But at the same time, Beck has not looked great. When you're looking at it, I'm going to go with kind of the upset pick of Kentucky. I don't trust it. I really don't. But I am going to go with the upset. I am going to try to pick Kentucky and take the upset here because we're going to go big or go home, guys.
Next, I will say in this game, Kentucky does have the better quarterback by far. And that is something that could potentially be the game.
Yeah. I think they also have the better running back as well. So you're looking at the next game here, Michigan at Minnesota. What do you think about this game?
I think this is an interesting one. It can be a game that's close, maybe for a half. For the first half, but I think Michigan is just the better football team. I think defensively Minnesota is going to be completely shut down, or offensively Minnesota will be completely shut down by Michigan's defense. And I think McCarthy is going to is going to lead Michigan to a win here. And I think at the, like I said, it could be close for about a half, but at the end of the game, Michigan probably wins by two scores or more.
Yeah, I think Michigan gets a big win here. I think Minnesota, they've struggled all throughout the season when it comes down to it. And when you're looking at this team, it's a team that lost to Northwestern. Yeah, it was in overtime and it was at Northwestern, but you can't lose to Northwestern and expect me to pick you against Michigan to get the W. Heading on to the next matchup here as we wind down our first 17 games here, Arkansas at Ole Miss. What are your thoughts?
I'm going with Ole Miss, but I think this is going to be a shootout. I don't know the over total on this game, but I might take the over just looking at the fact that both of these teams have really good offenses and terrible defenses. But this is a home game for Ole Miss. They're coming off a big win, and I think that Ole Miss just has the better offense whenever you look at it. I think that they have a very good run game, much like Arkansas, but I think that Ole Miss is also more dangerous in the pass game. They have the better quarterback, the better running back, and the better receiver, and I think that's going to be the difference.
Yeah, I agree. I think that Ole Miss, they played well last week. It concerns me that, like, this game is coming off, like, Lane Kiffin always does up and down crap, and it's dumb, but I'm going to go with Ole Miss in this game. Georgia Tech at Miami. Thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, this is a game you could have potentially picked Georgia Tech in before last week, whatever, they just pooped the bucket and lose to Bowling Green. I think Miami's going to – Miami, another team flying under the radar, number 18 in the country. Nobody's talking about them. But I think they get a win here against Georgia Tech. And then I believe next week they get Clemson at home. So, you know, maybe Georgia Tech makes it close if Miami's kind of looking ahead to the Clemson game. But I don't know. I think that Miami wins here, and I think they win pretty big.
Yeah, I think Miami gets the win. I think it's pretty close. I probably would have picked Georgia Tech if you didn't lose to frickin' Bowling Green. Like, I thought Georgia Tech looked decent. I think maybe they were looking ahead to this Miami game a little bit, but you had issues. I'm concerned about the Bowling Green experience. Otherwise, I have liked Georgia Tech so far with Brent Key, but you can't overlook a team like Bowling Green. You got to get a W there. Then next, you have Oregon State at Cal. Thoughts?
Yeah, Oregon State at Cal. This is a game that I don't think is going to be particularly close. I think Oregon State is going to stomp Cal. I just think that they have too much, especially on the defensive side of the football. I don't see Cal being able to move it. Like, Cal put up, what, 13 points against Auburn?
10.
I don't see them being able to score very many points on Oregon State. I think Oregon State easily gets the win.
Yeah, I agree. I think Oregon State gets the win. I think they have a great defense. I think they have a good offense. And I think you got another win there in that category. Finally, one more matchup of the first 17 games, Arizona at UCLA or USC.
USC wins big. I think Arizona could potentially cover the spread. I believe it's at 20.5. They might cover, but they're not winning the game. USC just has too much offensively. And I don't see Arizona being able to slow them down one bit. I think USC wins big.
Yeah, I think Arizona covers the spread. I think they make it within 14 points. They almost beat Washington last week. They lost by 7 at home. So I think they make it close, but I do think that they end up losing that game. First Big Three game of the week. We have Maryland at Ohio State, the Big Noon kickoff game of the week.
Yeah, this is an interesting one. Maryland has been a team in recent years who have always kind of been good, had a good record and been a solid team going into the Ohio State game. Then they get smacked, and then they kind of fall off from there. Right now, I think in the past years, this is probably Maryland's best shot at beating Ohio State. Is offensively, the Buckeyes just haven't looked great all season long. They still have a young quarterback in McCord, but I think at the end of the day, with it's also in Columbus, I just think Ohio State is gonna win this game by, you know, at the end of the day, 14 plus points. But I think Maryland could make it a little bit closer for about a half, but I just don't see them being able to pull it off.
Yeah, I think with Ohio State coming off of a bye with it in Columbus, there are just too many factors going in Ohio State's favor. And I think Ohio State's wide receivers finally start to have a big day and get a big win here against Maryland. Then you have your next big three game of the week, Oklahoma at Texas, or well, versus Texas, I should say, Red River Shootout in the Cotton Bowl.
Yeah, Red River Shootout, this is always a big one. You know, Oklahoma's going to be looking for revenge. They lost to Texas 49-0 in this game last year. And I just I trust the Longhorns more than I trust the Sooners. It has nothing to do with coaching because Venable's only in his second year as head coach of Oklahoma. And Sarkisian, he hasn't been a great coach, but I trust this Texas team. They've already won a big game. They've already been tested at Alabama, and they won. I think their team grew up a good bit from that. I think that Texas is going to win the game, but I do think it will be a closer football game, as I do think it'll probably be around the same score as the Alabama game was for Texas, you know, about a score around that. I think that Oklahoma does have the offense to compete with them this year, and Texas's defense isn't as great. I think that Oklahoma will be able to score, and I also think that Oklahoma's defense has improved. I think they'll be able to slow Texas up just a little bit. But at the end of the day, I'm going with the Longhorns. I think that they're just the better football team.
Yeah, I think Quinn Ewers is the better quarterback is what it simply comes down to. I don't particularly like either of these teams so far this year. Texas has beaten a backup quarterback for Baylor, has beaten a backup quarterback at Kansas, has beaten a JT Daniels, who has gone through so many universities, it's not even funny. And he's barely beaten Wyoming. He beat the worst Alabama team in 15 years. Like, this is just a Texas team that hasn't beaten anybody impressively. And when you look at Oklahoma, it's the same story. Like, you beat Cincinnati at Cincinnati 20-6. That's not a great score. You beat Iowa State 50-20, but half the team's gambling at the casino next door. So, like, what are you going to do? I'm going to pick Texas to win this game, but it's very much with reluctance. I really don't know who's going to win this game, and I think that both of these teams are kind of frauds, in my opinion.
I somewhat agree. At the end, it just comes down to trust for me, and I trust Texas more than I trust Oklahoma. And I think that'll be the difference. And the better quarterback, like we talked about, I think that Texas has the advantage of quarterback, and I think that could be the difference.
Heading on to our final game of the weekend, we got the Notre Dame Fighting Irish traveling to the Louisville Cardinals to play. And once again, another primetime game for Notre Dame, as Notre Dame is going to have, at a minimum, four straight primetime games, as Notre Dame – or the media just can't seem to get enough of Notre Dame. And Notre Dame, what are your thoughts on this game?
Yeah, this is a game I see as maybe a potential trap game. You got USC next week. You're coming off two hard-fought weeks. Good thing to have won at Duke last week, or else you may lose this one. But I think Notre Dame's going to win the game. I think it could be a potentially competitive game for about 2.5, 3 quarters, but I think at the end Notre Dame ends up pulling away and wins by, 10 points, something like that. I think they do cover the spread of 6.5 and get the win there.
Yeah, so I think Notre Dame gets a solid win here. I think Notre Dame wins by about 10 to 14 points. I think Notre Dame plays well. I think Notre Dame should blow this team out of the water, but I just don't know if I fully trust them to do so. But that's going to wrap it up for this video, as make sure you hit the subscribe button down below as we continue to mark our way towards 50 subscribers. And make sure that you go ahead and check out the other two channels, The Football Expert and American Football Network. As always, you guys enjoy your week, and we can't wait to see you next week on College Football Roundup.